This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Superbook Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising, and I am proud, as always, to be presented to you by Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook app today and get in on all the action, whether it's football, basketball, the NHL. Superbook will match your first bet up to $1,000, win or lose. TrueMav Fitness. Get to TrueMav Fitness to get your fitness goals started. A new you in 2023. And by the way, great offers right now at TrueMav Fitness as far as memberships are concerned. TrueMavFitness.com is where you go. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet. 2023 model year Fords available right now at the dealership. So go and check out your next Ford at Two Rivers Ford. And the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. GaryAshton.com is where you go for your dream address without the stress or the intel edge you need to sell for more. GaryAshton.com. So, Rand Carthon officially announced today. Chris Frazier does bring up a news item that popped off right before we got in here, courtesy of, I believe, Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. The Titans did put in a request to interview the Broncos offensive coordinator, Justin, I believe it's pronounced Outen, for a job on their new offensive staff. That is the a report courtesy of Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network not too long ago, in fact, about 20 minutes ago at this point. Outen called plays for Denver the last two games of the season, but previously coached tight ends in Green Bay. So, of course, Nathaniel Hackett called the plays in Denver, but it's interesting that it does not specify that they would be interviewing him for their offensive coordinator opening. Perhaps an offensive line coach, perhaps they fired an offensive assistant. It doesn't say specifically the offensive coordinator, but an interesting note there from Pelissero. So as far as the Titans GM goes, though, it seems, you know, in talking to more people and learning more about Rand Carthon, and we'll learn even more about him on Friday when he gets to when he speaks to the media for the first time here in Tennessee. There's been a lot of good insights out there about who this person is and why he makes the most sense for this particular football team. So let's start with your Two Rivers Ford take on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. The question, what on Rand Carthon's, make sure it says Ran, read, not Ron Carthon. I'm sure my phone's going to do that too. What on Ron, I almost called him Ron, Rand Carthon's resume stood out the most to help him get the job, do you think? We will talk about it together on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. It is your Two Rivers Ford take. It is made possible, as always, by Two Rivers Ford. Two Rivers Ford has 2023 model year Fords available right now at the dealership in Mount Juliet. You can go test drive one for yourself and take your next Ford home, courtesy of their non-commissioned salespeople. They will go above and beyond to make sure that you enjoy the car buying experience. Two Rivers has award-winning customer service, and they always want it to be fast, easy, and fun for you. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. So, what on his resume stood out the most? Devin Mills correctly says his beard. His beard is tremendous. Producer Reed and I were just discussing facial hair. I'm fortunate as far as the beard is concerned. Rand Carthon, I'm trying to find out his routine because the man clearly takes care of himself. The specialty in trades and free agency says Square Up. Well, so that is something that comes along with being in his previous role, the director of player personnel, very much overseeing both as the director of pro personnel, which specifically relates to free agency, contract negotiations, and then promoted to director of player personnel, which also oversees college scouting. That was the role that Ryan Cowden served here under John Robinson. So yes, he does it, a specialty. All of the candidate, I think almost every candidate had some degree of that on their resume as by nature of their job. But I do think that, of course that does matter. Now he's, you know, his skill in contract negotiation, we don't necessarily know. And obviously he'll be dealing with a much different circumstance here in Tennessee than he was in San Francisco. He'll have much more direct control over the situation, but you know, with this is, he'll have on the job experience at this stage. Lamar Daniel says, I need good beard oils. You know, I have beard oil, but I don't. And maybe I just need to try a different kind. The stuff that I have, never really been a fan of. But you know, maybe it's just because I don't like necessarily. It feels so greasy on my face. I don't know. Maybe I'm just using the wrong beard oil, Lamar. I'll have to check it out. 49ers corporate knowledge got him the job, says Leo. I don't necessarily know what that means, Leo. But I do think that there is a degree of insight that one can have at an incredibly successful front office operation like the 49ers have. So let us hear some insights and analysis from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, who had some stuff to share about Rand Carthon today.
Yeah, so much of this was about leadership for Rand Carthon, and there's a lot that goes on in the Tennessee Titans building, especially the big personality, I would say demanding personality, of Mike Vrabel, the longtime head coach there. And Rand Carthon is someone who has dealt with big-time personalities before, a Bill Parcells disciple, and really someone who is seen as a bridge builder among all facets, from players to executives to coaches. This is someone who can stand up to the best of them and also do it in a soft, gentle way. Really, really skilled personnel executive. One out as the finalist over Ian Cunningham from the Chicago Bears and Ryan Cowden, the in-house candidate from the Tennessee Titans. And as far as that leadership goes, was noteworthy that Amy Adams Strunk, the owner, said in this statement announcing this hire that she was impressed with his, quote, natural leadership abilities and ability to connect with people. That, first and foremost, is what Rand Carthon is about.
So that's Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network sharing some insights and analysis. And this is something that players very, very highly regard Rand Carthon. In fact, the business relationship with an executive and players, especially particularly GMs, executives and players, it can be cold, is maybe too harsh of a term, but like with John Robinson, very, very specifically business oriented, right? Like, I'm sure there are some players who felt comfortable kind of knocking on John's door and talking to him about things, but mostly that's the job of the coaching staff, position coaches, and Mike Vrabel. In the case of Rand Carthon, he seems to very, very much value creating those personal relationships beyond what the business element of. Now, that may not work to his advantage in a general manager's role. And I think at this point, he'll have learning experience in real time on how to deal with players. And once they get to the contract negotiation portion of things, how that might, you know, impact what kind of relationships you have with the players. Now, the agents are there specifically to work through the general managers or work through for the players with the general managers, because those things can become kind of personal. Lamar Jackson is a good example of this, him and John Harbaugh. Obviously, Lamar doesn't have an agent, so Lamar's directly involved in his contract negotiations, and you can tell that some of that has kind of bubbled up in ways that have become a bit toxic at this stage. Now, as far as Rand Carthon is concerned, we will see how he manages this situation. We know that the 49ers have been adept at building not just top-end talent, but very, very good depth as far as player personnel acquired through the draft and through free agency as well. The 49ers are regarded as one of the deepest rosters in the league, and Rand Carthon is obviously one of the people. He's not solely responsible, but one of the people who helped make them successful and will now try to do the same with the Titans. The Titans need depth. They have a lot of needs, but depth in particular was something that bubbled to the surface this year in ways that were difficult for them to manage. So we will see what Rand Carthon does on the job, but I'm also going to let you hear some analysis from Greg Cosell on him, because Greg and I were talking before we started taping our podcast today. And what Greg said about him, I thought was very interesting. Something that I think, you know, is kind of the way that the ownership group is approaching this, looking at Rand Carthon as a personnel executive. You're going to hear that in just a second, right after I remind you that Primetime is made possible by Superbook Sports. Superbook is where you go to download or where you go to get in on all the action. You can download the Superbook app. You can go to the Tennessee tab specifically in the Superbook app and get great odds boosts and promo bets on your favorite teams. Superbook has odds boosts and promotions on every major sport, basketball, football, the NHL, what little actually. We're getting very close to the end of the college basketball regular season. It seems so abrupt since we just got out of or still in the middle of NFL, but college basketball, not that much time before March Madness concludes. Either way, Superbook offers you the opportunity to get in on all the action. So download the app, go to superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. So Greg and I were talking about, I wasn't going to ask Greg about Rand Carthon today because I wasn't sure that he knew him, but Greg actually brought it up in real time. And so I was interested to hear what Cosell's analysis was. This audio and video, courtesy of the Install podcast that Greg and I do every Wednesday. But we finally have a general manager here in Tennessee, which is the big news. Rand Carthon officially made official as we take this on a Wednesday morning. Somebody who's very, very well regarded in the league. So I just wanted to kind of get your general sense of the situation, given that he's coming from a very interesting place.
Yeah, and also I'm fortunate enough to know Rand Carthon a little bit, spend a little time with him at the combines over the years. You know, I think what's really interesting is where he's coming from, because he's been part of sort of the Kyle Shanahan group and the John Lynch group out with the 49ers. He's been there since 2017. And, you know, so I think when you look at what they do offensively, which I'm sure is the thing that fans of the Titans are thinking about offensively, what is it going to look like going forward? You know, if they think about the Niners, they'd probably say, hey, if we could look like that to some degree, we'd be pretty good. So that's his most recent background, as I said, going back to 2017. And, you know, again, you need people in place, but you always have to start with some kind of philosophy. You know, obviously, coaches always say, hey, you have to coach to the players you have. You can't force a philosophy, but you have to start with an approach, a philosophy, a methodology. And obviously, he's bringing that with him. That's what he knows well. That's his most recent last, 6 years, 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I'll be very curious to see how he goes about kind of, you know, building the team, because say what you want. The reality is they did lose, what was it, 7 in a row or 8 in a row to end the season?
Oh, it's 7 in a row, Greg. Don't put 8 on me.
right. So, I mean, you can say what you want. They've been a good team. There's a lot of solid pieces in place. But as Bill Parcells always used to say, you know, your record is what your record is. So they did lose 7 in a row. So you can try to sugarcoat that any way you want. But, you know, obviously that's not good enough. And I think the offensive coordinator is going to be fascinating. I think that's going to say a lot as to, you know, I don't want to say, look, Rand, from what I know of him, just personality-wise, I've never worked with him, so I can't speak to that. But I don't think he's a my way or the highway. Like, you know, so I'm very curious to see how it works with Mike and Rand in terms of choosing, you know, an OC, because that is a really important position now on this team, how they're going to play going forward.
Absolutely. So that was the opening discussion of today's podcast with Greg, and we obviously talked all about the divisional round games in this NFL playoff, so you can check that out courtesy of your favorite podcast feed. It's called The Install with Greg Cosell. And if you want to watch the video, that's available on the 104.5 The Zone YouTube channel, so you can hang out with Greg and I when that goes live. I believe it's like 6 p.m. every Wednesday. So Rand Carthon obviously is going to have a trickle-down effect essentially on the philosophical approach for the Titans. The Titans and the 49ers are similarly aligned. The thing that needs to change, though, with the Titans, as we know, is their tendencies in-game when it comes to the utilization of their personnel. That is not something that Rand Carthon is going to be able to fix single-handedly. The offensive coordinator will matter, and it will be curious to see where that leads next. But Rand Carthon is a perfect fit to start that kind of philosophical evolution as opposed to shift. All right, let's talk about disappointing situations in the NFL. Two teams had their seasons ended by the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Titans and the Chargers, but both had similar difficulty or a different kind of difficulties as to how their season came to an end. So I'm going to, since Greg brought up the seven straight losses, what is a bigger disappointment in the NFL? A seven-game losing streak to end the season and miss the playoffs, or losing and blowing a 27-point lead in the playoffs to the very same team? We're going to talk about this together on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch right after I remind you that A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by TrueMav Fitness. Get your fitness goals accomplished this year. TrueMav Fitness is offering all kinds of fantastic specials because it is their fourth birthday anniversary. In fact, I'm going to read you some that will give you the opportunity to really make a difference in your life in this new year. So TrueMav Fitness right now is offering unlimited memberships for only $120 a month, 5 class packs for only $84 a month, 10 class packs for only $150 total, 20 class packs for $240, down from $400. It's a limited time offer this January only for you to find out about how big of a difference TrueMav can make in your life. 40% off coupons on class packs also available at truemavfitness.com, where you can go to sign up for your first workout free. I'm down. We are coming up on over 40 pounds. Hopefully that is something that we're able to accomplish by the Super Bowl. We're very excited about that. TrueMav Fitness has made a great deal of difference in my life. I know they will do the same for you. So what is a more disappointing situation? Chargers, says Karen O'Keefe. She says, losing after a 27-point lead. Harry Titan Tough Wells on Facebook says, I think 7 games because that's 7 weeks, 7 straight disappointments. It really is crazy. Titans haven't had until today, officially, with the Rand Carthon hire, like the Titans haven't had good news in, like, it feels like 2 months. Been really difficult, and fans obviously have felt that as much as the organization has. Eric Castillo says, losing up 27. Puka says, not making the playoffs after 7 straight losses. Well, you know, you can, both are embarrassing and both are difficult to stomach, but made more so if you are the team that blew the 27-point lead and then tries to make a defense of, well, I wasn't outcoached for a half.
It's going to be different. They see what you say about doing things differently, and then they see what happened Saturday night where, you know, you have a 27-point lead and it feels really familiar to them. So what's your message to the fan base in terms of this being different and building towards something that this organization hasn't done?
Yeah, well, I think we definitely improved as a franchise this season. You know, we took a step as a franchise, and we – you know, earned ourselves a spot in the tournament. And, you know, I think I'm as frustrated as anybody that's a Chargers fan over what happened, because there's no one that's investing as much as we are in what happened. And the first half of that football game, I think you saw the very best of our team. And then the second half, you know, you saw the places that we need to improve. But since I've been the head coach for 25 games, and that is the first time that a lead like that, all right, has happened, you know, and we're the team over 2 years that have come back. We're the ones that have made the comebacks. We're the ones this season that had to fight to come back, to scrap. And so when I say it's different, it is different, because if it were the same, then we wouldn't have made the postseason. We wouldn't have, at 6-6, won 4 consecutive games to earn the top wild card spot. There is progress being made within our football team, and you can see it, because the team that we have right now is a much different team than we had a year ago. And so what I would tell the fans is that I'm just as disappointed as they are, but I'm really excited to get this process started, because just like last year when we made a lot of big improvements in our football team that gave us this chance to compete for a championship, I know that if we keep making that type of progress, then we'll consistently be there at the end.
Now, I mean, it was an embarrassment what happened to the Chargers. I do think that the more embarrassing and disappointing situation is losing 7 straight games and missing the playoffs, because at least the Chargers made the postseason, which is more than the Titans can say at this point. But yeah, I mean, there's, it is, a difficult justification. I mean, there is no justification. They blew a 27-0 lead and had and lost a game where they won the turnover battle plus five. You've never seen that before in your lives. It was a crazy, crazy situation. But certainly the Titans, the way that they went down, was as bad as any team in the NFL this year. So let's wrap this up with, it almost doesn't bear breathing life into, but there was an Instagram post from 49ers quarterback Trey Lance after Rand Carthon, the Titans' new general manager, got hired. And it started a conversation that I wish we didn't have to acknowledge, but I do think is something that people are curious about. So we will do so for no other reason, for the sake of kind of putting this thing to bed. The question that I'm going to ask you is this. Scale of 1 to 10, how likely do you think it is that Trey Lance will be a Tennessee Titan? We will talk about this together on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. In the comment section, you can do that. And we will, in the meantime, tell you that A to Z Sports Primetime is made possible by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. GaryAshton.com, your dream address. Without the stress, the intel edge you need to succeed can be found with the Ashton team. The intel helps you sell your home without any showings or staging, helps you find your next home while the market is still red hot, and helps you cash in on your home equity and win the buyer battle right now. Nobody does it better than the Ashton Real Estate Group. They are the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators and the official real estate agent of me. Gary Ashton gets you that intel edge you need to succeed and helps you sell for more. So go to GaryAshton.com. So the likelihood that Trey Lance will be a Tennessee Titan. Here's what I will say at this stage. All right, he posted an Instagram, and I'm just gonna bring it up at this point and hold my phone up to the camera here so that you guys can see rather than me butcher the description of this. But it is a fairly silly circumstance that we have now found ourselves in. So here is a picture. This is courtesy of Trey Lance's Instagram story, okay? And it's been a screenshot. It's just a picture of Rand Carthon with the fingers crossed emoji. Forgive my, bloodied nail there. But a fingers crossed emoji with Rand Carthon's picture. Now, people took this. People screenshotted this. They started to say, interesting IG story. And this is Mike Hernan's tweet. Interesting IG story from Trey Lance right after the Rand Carthon to Tennessee news broke. Trying, I think, or not necessarily trying. I don't think Mike's trying to draw a connection between anything, but maybe, you know, just posing the question, could Rand Carthon be interested in bringing Trey Lance to Tennessee, given that Brock Purdy, I think, has won now seven straight football games since he took over due to injury and is well on his way to helping the 49ers pursue their goal of a Super Bowl. But in reality, it's just a bit of a nonsensical conversation. So the likelihood on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say is 0. Can't ever say 0, so I'll say a 1. But, you know, at this point, I just don't think there's anything there.
Eldon says, trading for Trey Lance just because Carthon was hired. Yeah, we haven't hit on this. I'm glad we haven't hit on this.
I have no interest in hitting on this.
Good. Okay. Then we're on the same page?
Very good.
All right. See, because you're out there tweeting. You're tweeting, you're quote tweeting, oh, Trey Lance's Instagram story.
I didn't
story.
Do that.
You said, oh, no.
Well, yeah, but I did that with Tom Brady. I did that with Jalen Ramsey. There's a thing going on. I'm doing
mm-hmm.
a thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But can we?
I'm not the people screenshotting Trey Lance's Instagram story and then trying to turn it into Trey Lance to the Titans.
So it's the Instagram story with the fingers crossed emojis. Will you do me a favor real quick? Will you open up your phone? Will you go into the keyboard and go to the emojis keyboard?
Okay.
And go to search emojis?
Okay.
Now type in good luck.
Sure enough.
What do you see?
Four-leaf clover and the fingers crossed
emoji. Fingers
crossed
emoji. Okay, so let's shut up about Trey Lance. What was...
I do agree with Lucas's assessment. Let's shut up about Trey Lance. It's going to do it for us tonight on the Primetime Show. Enjoyed it with you guys as always. Radio show tomorrow, going to be a lot of fun. Come hang out with us from 10 to 1 on 104.5 The Zone. We'll continue the discussion of the Titans offensive coordinator search now that they have their GM in place. If I don't catch you there, we'll be back at it for one more show tomorrow night on A to Z Sports Prime Time. So enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will see you at some point tomorrow.
Well, are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year,
took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.